And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. Here is Anthony Henman and Mike Speck.
That's right. It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. And of course, I am in studio this week with Mike Specht. He is guest hosting with us. Brian is out and he's off. I always like to make things up. Like one time he was away, I think he was at a conference, the NCRA board meeting, I think, at somewhere Western Canada.
I heard he's at a Q-tip convention. there's a ton of new brands of Q-tips out there. Brian, as you all know, he's talked about this on air, he's a Q-tip enthusiast. All the latest and greatest in Q-tip models, Brian is there. So it's very exciting for old Brian Cleveland.
Q-tips. oh my God.
It's exciting. It's an exciting convention. I wish I could be there right now.
It's an exciting time for Brian Cleveland's ears.
What a time to be alive.
Whatever other orifices he might claim with that. I don't want to go anywhere with this. It is the Earshot 20. Of course, we're counting down the top 20 albums and now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Mike, we'll let you know what you'll find if you go to that fine website.
Well, Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
There is all kinds of stuff at that website. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out now. Go ahead, we'll wait.
Do it.
Wasn't it awesome? Okay. So you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd like to give you some exposure on this show in the way of a feature. We'll interview you and we'll play something from your latest release. We have the top 10 in this hour of the program as well as your lowdown. It's going to be a big hour of the show and lots of great stuff hovering in the top 10, a lot of great stuff entering the charts as well that we'll talk about a little later on. But I always find that there's always a period where things tend to slow down, and this seems to be a time when things kind of get a little bit slow before we get another rush of really great new releases from artists.
Yeah, a ton of great albums set to drop this summer. I mean, Blur just came out with their first album since 2003, so that's very, very exciting. The Magic Whip, it's a very mystical and I don't know, provocative sounding title. But yeah, I'm a big Blur fan, big Gorillaz fan, love anything Damon Albarn, so very excited for that.
And for those of you out there who are like, oh, did Anthony know who Blur was? No, he didn't. Now I'm talking about myself in the third person. I had no idea who Blur was, but Mike was kind enough to share with me a couple of their songs, and then there was one that sparked my memory that is, you know, I think it's a staple when it comes to sports, really.
Yeah.
I feel like that song is one that is used in hockey rinks across Canada. So,
yeah, the song was called, I think it was like, just like song number two or track two.
I think that's what
like
it was.
That.
Song number two.
Like it was a very generic title.
Yeah.
But yeah, Blur, an outstanding band. Another one of my favorite artists, and I'm an unapologetic Kanye West fan. Kanye set to release the follow-up to Yeezus this summer in July. I'm super excited for that. Anything that man does is gold, in my opinion, and looking forward to the next Yeezy record.
I'm going to let you finish. But we got to get on with the charts.
Do it. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. It is the top 10, and we're going to kick that off right now with your number 10 and move on from there. Mike's got the tracks lined up for you.
We've got The Walls Have Drunken Ears by Whitehorse, No Frills by B.A. Johnson, and At the Beach by Humans.
All right, Whitehorse, your number 10 this week, the song The Walls Have Drunken Ears. Stick around, there's more on the way. We'll be back.
One,
it's the Earshot 20.
One, two, three, four. Close to you. small. The walls have drunk it.
Watching kids ruin their parents' lives, throwing Oreos in the shopping cart, watching their parents' face start to fall apart. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Butter's on sale, I have been told. Minivan is cruising down the road. Steak is also on sale, but I swore I'd never eat meat from there again. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. There's a kid freaking out in aisle six. His mom's saying, come down, Adonis. Look down at my shopping bin. Nothing but Dr. Oker's pizza is what I'm seeing. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Express line is 10 cards long. It is slow, it don't move along. People abusing the 10 items or less policy. There's a guy with 20 boxes of Shreddies ahead of me. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Where did they find so much Faygo soda? I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills.
Earshot 20, number 8.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard At the Beach by Humans, No Frills by B.A. Johnston, and The Walls Have Drunken Ears by White Horse.
No Frills. It's a good place to shop.
I don't want no frills. Frills, this guy can't get no ills from me. Hanging out the passenger side.
Oh, really? You're gonna throw it back to that?
I thought that was what the song was that we just listened to. No, is that not it?
I think he was talking about the grocery mart.
Oh, okay.
No frills, but good attempt.
It'd be a great interview to do to talk about the No Frills with B.A. Johnston and just really, you know, that place in his heart that No Frills has.
Where he comes up, I will say this, there's a lot of uniqueness on his albums, and there are
just say his albums are unique.
I think uniqueness is a word.
All right, we're gonna go with it. Roll with it.
There's a lot of uniqueness. Anyway, really good record, and lots of great records. We had three great ones to kick off the show, and we're gonna keep things moving on. Now we've got your number seven coming in, and Mike's gonna let you know what's in at that spot.
At number seven, we got Flying Carpet by Tough Age. And at number six, My Armor by Catherine Calder.
And when I saw this song, I thought, I wonder if it is paying homage to Aladdin.
Could be. I mean, you know, that is a, you know, a famous carpet.
That's my awful attempt at a joke. Anyway, it wasn't good, eh? All right.
It happened, though, and I think we're better for it.
It did happen. Tough Age, Flying Carpet, it's your number seven this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Six.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard My Armor by Catherine Calder and Flying Carpet by Tough Age, the one that was influenced by Aladdin.
Yeah, as apparently.
You just poignantly mentioned.
Pointed out. I don't know. They'll probably come after me with a lawsuit or something.
Almost definitely. That's Disney that you're messing with there. You don't want to do that.
Oh, tough stuff. All right. We've got some tracks to bring you after a quick break. This break right now is a segment we like to bring you every week, and it is a look at some of the tracks that are debuting below the top 20. Now, of course, we take the national top 20 from the national top 50, and we can't play all 50, but we like to give you a little bit of a rundown on what's breaking into the charts below the top 20, and they have a chance of making their way onto the show. We call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
We kick off the Lowdown this week at number 47 with Sorta Hafta, the new EP by Adrian Teacher from Apollo Ghosts and Cool TV, and his new backing band, The Subs. Laguna Beach rocker Mikhail Cronin returns with his new album entitled MK3 at number 45. Up one spot at number 44 is Lemon Bucket Orchestra, the self-described Balkan Klezmer Gypsy Party Punk Superband based in Toronto, and their new album Morka. Started in 2010 as a solo studio project by Philippe Carbonneau, Scattered Clouds, hailing from Hull, Quebec, have released their debut full length, The First Empire, and it drops at number 43. Lee Reed is a gifted and politically outspoken hip-hop artist from Hamilton who once fronted the group Warsaw Pack. The Butcher, the Banker, and the Bitumen Tanker is his new album at number 42. Toronto punks Metz have been relentlessly touring since their self-titled release debut dropped back in 2012 and are now ready to follow it up with the sophomore record Metz 2 on Sub Pop. The album, which receives official release on May 5th, debuts at number 40. At 29, we find Carousel 1, the 14th full-length release from St. Catharines, Ontario-born troubadour Ron Sexsmith. And we close out Lowdown this week at number 25 with Foil Deer, the second album from Massachusetts indie rock quartet Speedy Ortiz.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Mike. And don't you feel like it makes you sound so incredibly ingenious when it comes to music, because you've got all this information? It's just anytime I ever do the show by myself and I read the Lowdown, I'm like, wow. People out there must think I know a lot about music.
Yeah, and it's true. I love being put in that position where I didn't do any of that research, and I come off sounding like the smartest dude in the room, which Brilliant. There's only two of us here, so more than likely, I probably am.
You probably didn't need to read the Lowdown to be the smartest guy in the room.
Sounded really
sure.
Excellent there.
All right, we've got your number 5 and your number 4 on the way. Mike's going to let you know what's coming in those spots.
At number 5, Depreston by Courtney Barnett. After that, Angel Eyes by Faith Healer.
All right, here it is, Courtney Barnett, your number 5 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. Out for first impressions. This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. Going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. Think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
Number 4.
You'd swear that you'd seen angels' eyes, but maybe they were blind. What's the point of angels' eyes if angels really aren't alive?
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard Angel Eyes by Faith Healer and Depreston by Courtney Barnett. Now, Anthony, has there ever been a time in your life, an issue that you've had or a sickness where you felt the need to go to a faith healer?
No. Have you?
I don't know. I just wanted to kind of
keep... What qualifies as a faith healer?
I think it's just anybody who, you know, tries to improve upon the lives of others while using the divinity of, you know, a non-denominational spirit.
Oh, no. I go to the doctor. I don't know if I've ever needed it. Certainly there would be people who would say that no, you've definitely needed the help of a faith healer.
Well, you know, the old saying, a faith healing a day keeps the doctor away. So maybe you should consider a regular faith healing.
Well, I'll consider it, but I don't know. I'll keep with the apples, I think.
Yeah, true. I listen to a lot of Faith Hill. If that's any consolation,
where's the show going? Keeps the doctor away,
in my opinion.
Oh man! All right, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour's complete, and another countdown is done. We're kicking that off with your number three.
And at number three, we've got "Captains of Industry" by Joel Plaskett.
Defectors, they know that we're out here. Beyond the frame and outside the margins, don't know where we're going, but I know that we're gone. We scour the city, the streets and the gardens, and everything's wrong. The captains of industry are driving us home, selling us lies, tapping our phone, shaking us down, and we don't even know it. If you
Thank you. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
We'll be right back. chasing the magic. There were untimely dreams where I knew. Woken in a fog, don't sweat it. And reckon none of it had come from you. Might our weakness elude? There was a staggered shift of my hips, so how swiftly it shook the dew from my lips. There was a danger that seeped from my skull, how it dripped on us all, but it wasn't your fault. We are stranger than earth, with our seasons misled, stronger than roots. When our parts parted, she bled and bled and bled. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we're going to close things off with number two and number one. At number two this week, In Touch by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. And the number one track this week on the Earshot 20, Stranger Than Earth by Purity Ring.
There you have it. Another countdown done for another week. Mike, thanks very much for filling in for Brian. You were more than I could have ever asked for in terms of a co-host.
Well, thank you so much, man. I mean, it's flattering, really. You got a guy blushing in here, you know, but hopefully I'll be back in the future. And thanks a lot for having me on.
I think you will. Brian likes to take time off, significantly more time than I ever take off from the show. And I don't know what that's all about. I feel like he's slowly grooming people so that I can just have a revolving door of guest hosts and he never has to do the show again.
Well, and he also has to go to his conventions to do his grooming, such as the ear cleaning mechanism convention that he's at right now.
But he's cleaning his ears for the ear shot.
I see what you did there.
I see
what you did there with the jokes.
God, classic. It's awful. I it should be punished. All right, that does it for another countdown. Thanks very much for tuning in and checking out the program. And if you're not familiar with the program, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon, Mike Specht on the other side of the mic. And we do this countdown every week. It's counting down the top 20 from the National Campus and Community Radio Report. And it's every week out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. We record and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to us online through radioforall.net. If you download the program, that's radio4all.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown that we promise you will have next week. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.